once again, and welcome to another hour of music from Bob's Used Record Shop. I am your host, Bob Taylor. Join me for a musical journey through time covering 70 years of recordings from the great artists of rock, pop, soul, blues, country, and jazz. Many songs being played directly from original vinyl records and bringing you music you won't find on any other radio programs. In the first half hour of music today, I'm going to play my favorite tunes from the genre known as one-hit wonders. I'm going to start off with this number one hit from 1968 from a band of student musicians out of Oxford, Ohio, who called themselves the Lemon Pipers. And the Lemon Pipers single-handedly started a genre of music known as bubblegum pop.
Silver in my tambourine. Help a poor man build a pretty dream. Give me pennies, I'll take anything. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. Watch the jingle jangle start to shine. Reflections of the music that is mine. Toss a coin, you hit it, sing. Now listen while I play my green tambourine. A dime before I walk away. Any song you want, I'll gladly play. Money feeds my music machine. Now listen while I play my green tambourine.
Should explain, but the words won't come. I should tell you just how I feel, and I keep trying, but something holds me back when I try to tell you I love you. The words should explain, but the words won't come. If you could see what you mean to me, the words should explain, but the words won't come. And know how hard I try to tell you I love you, but something holds me back when I try to tell you
song written by Chris White of the group The Zombies. That was a group called People, and it was their only hit from 1965 called I Love You. Before that, combining psychedelia with the great sense of pop melody, it was the Lemon Pipers playing their Green Tambourine. Next, I have one of the records that I spent years looking for back in the 70s. The vinyl 45 was no longer produced, and I eventually, over time, I found a copy of it online. And this is a group that called themselves the Buchanan Brothers, who were actually just a couple guys named Terry Cashman and Tommy West. Now, those two, other than having this one hit record, went on to produce all of Jim Croce's records. And but back in 1969, they had one big hit, and it was called Medicine Man.
Perpetual motion. I got the potion. Perpetual motion.
Put your faith in me.
Don't you know that I'm the man? Understand, I'm the only one who can. I'm the bad, make you glad, medicine man.
Ha! Got the cure, it's for sure. I'm the one you're looking for. I'm the bad, make you glad, medicine man. Come across.
Baby.
1967, a duo known as Boyce and Hart was actually songwriters Tommy Boyce and Bobby Hart, a one-hit wonder they had back then. And Boyce and Hart went on to write quite a few hit records for the Monkees, Paul Revere and the Raiders, Jay and the Americans, and quite a few others. Songs called I Wonder What She's Doing Tonight. Before that, the Buchanan Brothers and their 1969 hit, Medicine Man. Now, when I originally had the 45, it had part one on one side, part two on side two, and I mixed the two of those together for you. Next up, I have a song by a guy who is, his name is Norman Smith. Now, he was a musician as well as a recording engineer and producer for EMI in England, at the Abbey Road Studios, and was responsible for engineering all of the early Beatle recordings up to the 1965 album Rubber Soul. After that, he was offered a job as a record producer. Now, since the Beatles had one of the best record producers in the world, a guy by the name of George Martin, he obviously, his days with the Beatles were over. In 1972, this guy released a one-hit wonder record under the name Hurricane Smith.
Have I last song I'll ever write for you.
Another one-hit wonder from a Canadian group calling themselves Edward Bear, a song that went to number one on the Adult Contemporary charts back in 1972. Now, if you're wondering how the group came up with the name Edward Bear, well, it turns out that Edward Bear is the proper name for the beloved character Winnie the Pooh, and you just heard the song Last Song. Before that was another one-hit wonder also from 1972. Oh, Babe, What Would You Say? Made it all the way to number three on the record charts for a gentleman named Hurricane Smith. We have time for one more of my favorite one-hit wonders. This is from 1969, and a song actually recorded back in 1968 by the Jamaican group Desmond Dekker and the Aces. Now, this song has the distinction of being the only reggae recording to ever break the top 10 of the American record charts. Mostly a tribute to its moving and grooving reggae beat, the song is called Israelites. Here is Desmond Dekker and the Aces.
Get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed. Me Israelites, get up in the morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
Me Israelite,
wipe on my kids, step back up and I leave me, darling. She said I was yours to receive. My tear up choices ago. I don't want to end up like Bonnie and Clyde.
Me Israelite.
After a storm, there must be a calm. If you catch me in a farm, you sound your alarm. The morning slaving for bread, sir, so that every mouth can be fed.
The Israelite,
sir. I said my wife and my kids said get back up and not leave me, darling. She said that was yours to receive.
You've been listening to a half hour of my favorite one-hit wonders, and that's going to wrap up the first half hour of music here at Bob's Used Record Shop today. Stay tuned now for another half hour of music after these important messages.